Thanks, Amy. It's 2:50 p.m. You're listening to WSCALP, Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. You're listening to Making Waves, which is featured every Saturday on WSCALP from 2 to 4 p.m. I'm Damon Thomas, and my in-studio guest today is Bert Cohen. And Bert, as Amy has just told us and reminded the community, there is a gathering in Market Square in Portsmouth this coming Tuesday, January 31st, beginning at 8:30 p.m., and this event has garnered publicity over the course of the last several days. And I want to thank you for coming to the studio to address the community in this event and to talk more about it.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for your interest.
Thanks, Bert. And I understand that you've helped to coordinate this activity, which, again, is taking place this Tuesday. Would you tell us a bit about it? Because I noticed it's intended, this gathering, this event is intended to coincide with President Bush's State of the Union address. Why is that?
Well, I first learned about it in a December 12th New York Times full-page ad. I thought, yes, somebody's on the right track, finally. This was a full-page ad by worldcantwait.org, signed by hundreds and hundreds of various different people from churches, politics, some of the Hollywood luminaries that I don't mind associating with, I have to say, some really good people. And we're just saying enough is enough. You know, now is not the time for polite discussion. Oh, let's hear what he has to say, and then we'll talk about our position. The point is, we know the Bush administration is lying, is assaulting the Constitution. And there was actually a cartoon along with a letter against me in today's Portsmouth Herald, but there was a letter, a cartoon of a little girl asking, so what did you do when the Constitution was destroyed, Daddy? You know, and we want to do what we can. And this is long tradition. People may not understand this noise making. You know, it may seem a little bit uncivilized and not really nice, but there is a long history of doing this. The CIA knows how useful this is and how effective it can actually be. In 1972-73, when there was a government that they didn't like in Chile, the government of Salvador Allende, the CIA actually paid people throughout Chile to bang pots and pans and to make noise. And the government doesn't know what to do about that. And our government, our constitution depends on the consent of the governed. And if we're silent, we're indicating that we consent. And since we've put the word out about this, it's true a lot of people don't know about it, but when people find out about it, they say, wow, what a great idea. You know, have fun, express ourselves, make our views known, and say, we are not accepting what is happening. We still believe in the Constitution. We believe things we were taught in elementary school, that government of, by, and for the people.
Sure. What will happen to this rally? You've mentioned the noise making. Maybe I should just step back for a second, because in the publicity over this event, it's been suggested that people bring musical instruments, drums, and other instruments, and they've certainly their voices and signs to this event. What about this noise making? What does it symbolize, and is that part of the rally? What can people expect will happen at this event?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen. It's in the hands of the people, but sure. If you want to know the definition of cacophony, just come down there, and I think it's going to be kind of loud, and I'm not really sure, but I think there may be a lot of people there. I hope the weather cooperates, and come bring your favorite instruments. I believe at least some members of the leftist marching band, couldn't be a good rally without them, I suppose, are going to be there, and you know, we'll be making some brief speeches. I know people like them short, starting around 8:30, and then when Bush starts his State of the Union speech, we make noise.
And that's at 9 o'clock?
That's at 9 o'clock. Bush begins. And it's probably an hour speech. I don't think people are going to be there for the full hour making a lot of noise. We may go up to the federal building. I'm thinking that may be a good idea to march along and make noise and then come back. And then I'm hoping people go back into their neighborhoods. I've heard from a lot of people in Maine saying, is there anything happening in Maine? Can we join you? And I'm saying, I'm emailing back saying, sure, join us, but why don't you get something going in Maine? Do it in Portland.
Exactly. It's my impression that this is a nationwide event. It's not limited just to Portsmouth itself.
Maybe definitely a nationwide event. They've taken out ads. World Can't Wait. And they could still use some more money. They want to take out some ads in the Washington Post. It's a national event. It's been endorsed by an awful lot of people, including members of Congress.
You know, there are folks who may not be able to make it for various reasons to Market Square or to their local venue where they're meeting, be it a square or a street corner or whatnot. And perhaps it's best to encourage people who might be shut in or disabled or for whatever reason unable to make it out, to venture out that evening, to know that they can do something on their own in their own neighborhood, in their own home, and maybe you could address that as well.
One of the beauties of this noisemaking tradition through the years has been that people can take the power on themselves. They can take away a lot of power, they meaning the government, legitimate or illegitimate, but we still have power to make noise. If people can go out in their neighborhoods and just blow your car horns and, you know, play music, play your boomboxes, whatever you want to do, be creative. That's one of the nice things about this, is being creative, having fun, and do it in your own neighborhood. And hopefully it'll happen across the country. And, you know, of course, the call is Bush step down and take your program with you. We don't frankly expect Bush to step down the next day because of this. But hopefully this will be a spark. It'll spark the imagination, fire up some energy in this, and you know, people will continue and not put up with this nonsense. We believe in America. We believe in the promise of our founders, and we're not going to put up with our country being taken away from us.
You've mentioned the prior use of noise involving the CIA, and I'm reminded of the fact that as more and more revelations come out and come forth with regard to the torture and the techniques used in Iraq in recent months by American forces and so-called coalition forces, that in fact noise has been an integral element of those torture proceedings. People have been tortured with incessant loud music.
Right. And we don't hear that here. That's happening in Guantanamo Bay. It's happening in the prisons of Iraq and probably Afghanistan too. And certainly Manuel Noriega, when he was hiding out in his estate down in Panama, they blared him out with noise and he couldn't take it. It's a tradition. It's been used in Chile. The new government of Bolivia, government that's going to be for and by the indigenous people there, that started with making a lot of noise. Happened in Argentina. A lot of church groups have called for making noise prior to this demonstration. You know, it's just silence means we're consenting, we're accepting it. And it was a letter against me in the paper today saying, if I can quote part of it, and I'd love to reach the guy, Greg Berry out of Rye. He's not in
today's Portsmouth Herald.
Yes, and he's not in the phone book. It seems like all these letters against me, there's never a phone number with that. I wonder about that. But he's saying instead, perhaps we should watch the address and learn more about the administration's goals and explanations. I don't think we need to do that. We know what they're doing. This is an illegitimate war. They're creating tremendous magnet for new terrorists to attack us. It's just, you know, if you feel genuinely patriotic as I do, we can't sit still and say nothing. We have to, it's time to stand up and make a little bit of noise and say, we do not go along with this. Yes, it's symbolic, but I think it's something that really needs to be done, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Bert, in the brief time we have remaining, because we have just less than a minute or so, just to recap again, encouraging people to appear either at Market Square in Portsmouth on Tuesday evening, January 31st at 8:30 p.m., in anticipation of President Bush's 9 p.m. State of the Union address. Again, if they aren't able to make it there, to encourage them to what?
To go in your own neighborhoods and be creative, play your boom boxes out in the street, make some noise in your own neighborhood, especially, you know, if there are some Bush supporters in your area, maybe annoy them a little bit. It's probably not such a bad idea to let them know that we are there, that, you know, if they hear Bush on their TV screen, make them turn it up a little bit because there's noise out in the street. And boy, that sends a powerful message.
Sure. Bert, I want to thank you for appearing here and making waves, and we'll be turning the show back over to Joanne, who will be hosting some community announcements. We're coming to the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. I'm Damon Thomas. I've been your host for this segment, and I'll be turning it back over to Joanne. Thanks, Bert.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bert. Thanks, Damon. That was great, and I hope everybody gets out there and does their thing.